From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. I regret this already.
Here we go. Time for the DM Deep Dive. Love this part of the show.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right. Diogo says, who is the best footballer in the world? Oh. Cristiano Ronaldo or Messi? CR7 is the GOAT for me, but I would love to know what Mocha and his group chat think.
Oh, like the soccer group chat
yeah.
that I got?
Yeah.
You're talking about Liverpool so well the other day.
Football.
Yeah. So it's funny that this person brings it up because the crew and I in the group chat were just having this discussion.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Right? And going through stats. Actually, it's not that difficult to say who the better one is, depending on what stats you're looking at, right? So, for example, Ronaldo's got 879 goals. Messi's got 826 goals, right? Although Ronaldo has played, his appearances in games have been 1,213 versus Messi, who's only played 1,052, right? So, what, Maria? What?
No, I would like to know who your answer is.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the style of play, can you compare them as two different
Oh, you don't want more stats? Because
no.
I got more stats.
No.
Oh,
no.
Oh, style of play.
Yeah. Who's won more?
Ronaldo has won more.
Won more what?
What are you asking?
Who's won more?
Who's won
like,
more World
out of,
Cups?
Out of the leagues they play in, the championships, the World Cups.
Oh,
who's won more?
You gotta
search the group. Yeah.
Because I know it came up at some point because we were just like going back and forth with stats.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Don't be. Were you guys listening to
I'm not,
so closely?
I'm not. No. Yeah.
I neither have ever won, guys. A World Cup.
So.
A World Cup.
Are you sure?
Oh wait, no, Messi did. Yeah. The last World Cup, right. With the black cape and everything.
Wow.
And the trophy. Beautiful moment.
Yeah.
So anyway, Messi, as okay. I said. Next DM, please, Maria.
Okay. Baz says, hey Maria, your voice is so husky, which is kind of cool, I must say. My 2-year-old has a husky voice, which I feel has come from how much she's been screaming. Nobody in my family or my wife has a husky voice, so we have no idea where it came from or if it will last. My question to you is, did you have a husky voice since birth? Did you develop it at some point in your life? Was it genetic? Do you like it or do you wish you didn't have one? I've always had a little bit of a raspier voice, even as a kid.
Uh-huh.
I did scream a lot, so that could also play into it.
Yeah.
No one in my family has a raspy voice.
Yeah.
Like,
so you're
because you
you're the
sisters,
middle of all your sisters, right?
Yeah.
Your two other sisters. Do either of them have raspy voices or no?
No. Like my older sister has like this like not squeaky, but like it's a more of a higher pitched voice.
Yeah.
And then my younger sister kind of has a cross between the two of ours, but hers is just not raspy. So I don't know what happened to me, but I used to hate it as a kid.
Uh-huh.
Cause like as a kid, you know, like your raspier voice than some of the boys in your elementary school. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, self-conscious
like
too,
I had
right?
a deeper voice than them at some point. So at that point I didn't really like it, but I've learned to love my voice and it's a part of me.
My goddaughter, Maya, sounds a lot like you. And, and they always said that is because she screamed a lot when she was a kid. Because
oh, really?
She would go into these fits and then her dad, Kevin, would put her in the car seat and just drive around the block like blaring Slayer or Metallica.
Oh my God. She
would try and compete with that.
Yeah.
Right? Like just like screaming. And they said it was because she screamed. I don't know whether that's true or not, but they said it was because she screamed as a kid, but she's got an awesome voice.
Well, there
and
you
I think
go.
is probably about, I don't know what's going on in that time when you guys were born, because you guys are close to the same age. I don't know what y'all were mad about as babies. But you produced
nonstop screaming.
You produced some so raspy women.
There you go, Baz. What else we got today, Maria?
Shan says, I want to know why Roz has beef with runners.
Oh,
it's been bugging me for months. What's your problem, Roz?
I don't, listen, I sometimes you say stuff and it's like you're trying to just get a rise out of people and then it goes too far. It's not that I have a beef with runners, okay? It's just there was a period years ago when like everybody was running. People stopped going to the gym and running became popular and everybody had like a running group and it was very cultish to me. The same way, what do they call it? What's that other workout thing that I hate a
CrossFit?
Lot?
CrossFit?
Oh, CrossFit.
Just the way
yeah.
CrossFit did and all of these things. It was very trendy and people would just try and get you to run. And when I would say, no, I'm not into running, they would just go on about the euphoric runner's high that you get, all of this stuff. And I just wasn't interested. And I always felt that I was being indoctrinated into some weird fitness cult that I didn't want to be a part of. And I really started to dislike runners. Right? Or not dislike runners, but dislike running is fine, right? Go and get your cardio, have fun, do your thing. It's all good. It's just there was a period where you have to understand that everybody was trying to get you to join their running group, where like you would be at work and their running group would go for lunch and you'd see them all walk through the halls in their shorts and tank tops and they would go for a run at lunch.
He's so mad.
Right? Like it was just, no, it just wasn't for me. I don't hate runners. Go do your thing. It's just there was a period where it was very culty. That's all.
Okay. Okay.
Running clubs are back in again.
Oh, God. I'm going to start screaming.
Thank you, everyone, for all of your DMs. We love talking about them, so keep them coming in. That was great today, Maria. Thank you.
No problem.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
Here we go. DM deep dive time, y'all.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
Okay, well, this question is for you. It's from Magda. She says, question for Roz. It piggybacks the topic you spoke about of not snoozing your alarm. I wanted to know if my efforts of not hitting snooze are pointless when my husband's alarm goes off about an hour earlier than mine.
So like you're waking up an hour and then you get another hour sleep? I think that's fine.
Yeah.
I think that's fine. It's the like 6-7 minutes of a snooze where people think that you're giving yourself more sleep when really you're not. Like snooze is damaging your sleep as opposed to giving you those extra, 15 minutes at 5-minute increments.
But what about those extra like 5? Because I have 4 alarms that go off and they're every 5 minutes.
Right. But what I'm saying is that what you should do is not do the snooze, and just if you feel that this is your last time that you can wake up, right, then set your alarm for that one time. Do an emergency after in case you sleep through it, but don't start setting alarms before the time you need to wake up.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm not going to listen. Cool story, bro. I'll tell it again.
I'm still not going to listen. I know. Suddenly I was like in your dad's body for a second. Like, I know exactly how he must feel.
I hit the snooze today. Like my alarm went off right at 2:15 and I hit that snooze and got like that extra 15 that I got. Helped me.
Is your snooze 15?
It's 15.
Is that what you set it to?
It goes 2:15 is the initial and that usually I get up right at that time.
And then
my first snooze is 2:30 and then my emergency, like get your ass up and out, is 2:45.
Okay.
So I only have them in 15 minute increments.
Right. Now, when you do get up, do you shut them all off?
Or do you
sometimes forget to shut that 2:40 off and it's going off while you're getting ready?
I always shut it off
right away.
Okay,
cool.
That's lucky. There's been times where like I've forgotten about the last alarm. And then I'll be getting ready, and then they'll just go, and you're like,
wakes up the whole house. Yo, your parents must love that.
Oh,
eh?
I'm so loud in the morning. I feel so bad. I've dropped my Stanley down the stairs. I've tripped over laundry bins. Yeah, my dogs chase me around the house. It's a mess at 3 a.m.
What did you drop today?
Oh, today I put my gym bag down, but then my pre-workout fell out of my gym bag and then it rolled and then hit the bottom of the stairs. So, it was just, I'm telling you, every morning it's a disaster.
I will say that in the past, let's say 5 years, right? I don't even know. It could be longer. But let's say in the past 5 years, I think that my alarm has woken Catherine up maybe twice.
Really? Is she a heavy? Yep. I guess she's a heavy sleeper.
She just doesn't, it doesn't wish her. Her alarm sounds the exact same, goes off a couple hours later. She gets up no problem, right? Never sleeps through her alarm. My alarm sounds the same as hers. When mine goes off, she is dead. Like there is, she doesn't even move when my alarm goes off.
Even as you're getting up out of bed.
Nothing.
Nothing, eh?
Nothing, yeah.
What else we got today, Maria?
Jasmine says, hey, Maria, I begged my husband to let our puppy sleep with us when she was small. And finally, he agreed. But now she's a 70-pound black Labrador and takes up most of our bed. Do any of you regret having your pets sleep in the bed with you?
Okay, so I have cats, and the answer to that is no. They're wonderful. They sleep on your feet and on your chest and on your back, and they keep you warm in the winter, and it's beautiful. So, damn it, Maury, what was the rule when you guys got Andy Monroe about sleeping in the bed?
Oh, absolutely right away.
Well, no, right away?
But was there a rule that you were not going to let? Because I remember you had said at the beginning that you were not going to let the dog sleep in the bed.
We tried for literally 5 minutes.
Yes.
And caved. And how could you not say yes to that face?
Right.
Now we have arguments on who Andy sleeps with more.
Right. Because you sleep on the couch most nights.
Right.
So the answer is Matthew.
Yes.
Okay. So yes, 100% to the dog. It's beautiful. It's wonderful.
Right, it's the best.
It's the best night's sleep. Yeah. Mocha, the when you first got Tig.
Yeah. Because I wasn't a dog person. Jenna was always a dog person. And I was like, absolutely no dogs in the bed.
Yeah.
He's got his bed. It's on the floor. He'll sleep there.
Yes.
Well, like 2 weeks into him being in the condo, he hopped up in the bed and I knew it was game over. And ever since, he's in the bed. The other dog, Leo's in the bed. Like we all get into the bed.
Yeah.
And they're both there. But they like chill there for like maybe 5 minutes and then they hop off
the bed.
They
get hot and stuff like that.
Yeah, and then they go sleep on the floor.
Yeah.
So they start the night in the bed and every now and then they may hop up in the middle of the night. But for the most part, they're sleeping on the floor.
Really? Yeah.
And it's fine. Yeah. I like it. Okay. Yeah. Maria, Romeo sleeps in the bed with you, right?
Yeah. At first, I tried crate training him.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you guys know, but like my parents did not want a dog in my house.
Uh-huh.
I just brought Romeo home.
Uh-huh.
So my dad was like, absolutely not. He's staying downstairs, like in the family room, in the crate. And I was like, no. So I'd bring him in the crate upstairs to my room.
Yeah.
And then eventually I brought him to like his bed. And now like he has his own separate blanket on my bed. He sleeps in the covers with me.
Yeah.
And then like my parents love him so much. Now they try to take him to bed.
Does he ever sleep in your parents' bedroom or no?
Only when I'm gone.
Oh, okay.
Like Romeo, oh my God, the other day, guys, I got home late.
Yeah.
I went out and I got home really late.
Like what's late?
Like it was like 3 a.m.
Okay.
But I got home really late and I came in, I was trying to be quiet and Romeo heard me. He walked to the top of the stairs, looked at me, went, looked at me like with judgment.
Oh, like, and
how
like,
dare
oh,
you come
oh,
home
yeah.
at 3 a.m.
Do you know what time it is, young lady?
Yeah. And then went back in my parents' room and scolded me until the next morning.
Oh,
he didn't
no.
come to my room.
Yeah, you missed it.
Oh,
so he's like,
no.
you didn't sleep with me tonight? I'm not coming to your room.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Thank you for all of your DMs. These are the DMs that make it through to Maria, who then brings them to the show so we could discuss. Thanks, Maria.
Anytime.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. I regret this already.
All right, here we go. DM Deep Dive time.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs?
All right. John says, Roz has talked about loving his apron.
Mm.
What kind of magical apron is this? And is there a similar article of clothing, jewelry, or something similar that everyone on the team loves and couldn't live without getting rid of?
Interesting. I don't know. I have two aprons that I love a lot. My favorite one, I actually don't know. I think that the actual label on it is in like Japanese or something like that. Like, I don't even know what kind it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's great. It's like a super heavy greeny gray canvas it has a leather neck strap on it and the pockets are just perfect. Like everything in it is perfect. Like one of the chest pockets holds a king can perfectly.
Uh-huh.
So if I'm carrying stuff out back, I can always throw a can in there. And then the other pockets, like everything is just I love this apron. I love the way that the strap around you works. It's not a big giant wrap around and you got to tie it in a bow. It's different, but that's my favorite apron. And I have another apron that Catherine got me for Christmas. It's good. It's not as good. It's okay. It's mm-hmm. okay. But she got that one custom made for me.
Oh, and it's just okay.
And it's just okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yo, shout out to
does she know that?
Well, she does now. Do you have an answer for this, Maria?
Something that I can't get rid of?
Uh-huh. No, you can't live without. Like, it's like, what's your thing that you love? Like, do you have a piece of clothing? Not necessarily clothing.
But just something in your life.
Something in your life.
That you know you'll never be able to get rid of.
And when you use it, you love it.
My special pillow.
Shut up, Maury. Your special pillow.
What's so special about it?
I've had this pillow since like I was a kid. Yeah. And I just like, it lies on my other pillows and I can't go to sleep without it. There's basically nothing left to it anymore.
Yeah.
But I still like, I can't go to bed without it.
Really? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you travel? Like if you have to travel, do you bring the pillow with you?
No, because I don't like other people around it.
Oh, okay.
So no one can touch it.
Okay.
Or
okay.
like sleep
wow.
on it.
Wow. Yeah. Damn. Wow. Maury?
My bottoms.
What do you mean?
Like my pajama bottoms.
Oh, really?
I was thinking you change into those like every day when you get home from work, right? You spend the entire day with them.
I was also going to say like there's a throw that I.
But let's go back to your bottom. Yeah. Is it the same bottoms that you have, or you just like bottoms?
No, I have like three that I cycle through.
Oh, you do, and you love them all equally.
Just the material. Like I don't like the ones that are made out of a certain material because there's too much static or. Rubs against my butt weirdly.
Right.
You know,
right.
So these three are the ones.
So how long are you in your house for before you get in your pajama bottoms?
5 minutes.
Really? Huh?
I keep them in the, like, as soon as I walk in, they're on the toilet.
Right.
So I walk in and I make a right.
What?
You what?
Right. Because he gets stressed. Yes, he gets stressed in the
right,
bathroom.
Right. Okay.
So you go in to the toilet, take your jeans off, put your pajama bottoms on, and that's how you are all day.
And I leave my jeans in there, yeah.
And then you're just all pajamas all day long.
Even when I walk the dog, when we go for the walk, and I put sweatpants over my pajamas.
But what do you just, you don't change your shirt? Like what if it's, you have a fancy shirt on one day? You just leave that on with pajama bottoms?
No, I put on pajama shirts, gray shirts.
Oh.
Wow, what a look. Damn.
I know. And then Matthew gets home, right?
Yeah.
So hot. So hot.
What other DMs do we have today, Maria?
Tarunte says, if Maria was a dude gay and single, would she date Maury?
Oh, wow. Switching up the question.
Wow.
Maria gets hit with it now.
So if Maria was a dude gay and single, would she date Maury?
No.
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 Do you want to say why you wouldn't date Maury?
No. I plead the fifth. Oh.
Ouch, that makes it worse.
Does it, though? Does it make it worse, Maury?
I think so. To say I plead the fifth, I think so.
Yeah, does it? That makes it worse?
I honestly thought Maria was going to say yes.
Hold on now.
Well, hold on. Maury,
if I was a guy and straight,
yes,
I would date Maria.
But you still think like a gay guy that you would sort of date anyone. You know what I mean? Like, you still have that mentality.
No, but I'm very picky with women.
But I know, but you're picky as a gay guy with women.
But I can only answer this based on my thoughts.
I know, but Maria is attracted to men. You know what I mean? So she's she's basing her thing on what she's already physically attracted to.
Yeah, I wouldn't date me either.
Next DM, please, Maria.
Oh my gosh. Detria says, which comes first, the chicken or the egg?
What a dumb question.
I know. But then I started thinking about it and I'm conflicted.
Okay, go.
I mean, I think it's the chicken.
Uh-huh.
But where did the chicken come from? Chicken there?
Mm-hmm. Right. And then where did the egg come from?
I don't know. So neither?
Neither. So we don't have either then.
I don't.
We have no, there's no right? chicken, so there's no eggs.
There's no, I don't know. I've seen a chicken.
Maury, you look like you want to say something.
Because I thought maybe at the beginning of time, a tadpole turned into a chicken and then never again.
What?
A tadpole that usually turns into a frog all of a sudden turned into a chicken?
Like the thing like, that chickens evolved from.
Yeah.
Like it didn't start with.
It started with something that came out of the water and then from then on.
But
it did eggs.
But at something, it would have to evolve. At some point, it would have to evolve into a thing that laid eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually.
Well, it would have laid eggs in the water. Now it's laying eggs out of the water.
But what I'm saying is that process is eons. So when it went from a thing that swims in the water, and I don't even know, but it went from a thing that swims in the water to a chicken that lays eggs, that evolution of that thing, yes, sure, it would have originally started having, you know, babies in the water, but eventually it would have evolved to having babies on land. It may not have looked like a chicken, but at some point there was a thing that looked like a chicken where they were like, hey, we're done, guys.
Yeah.
No more evolution.
Yeah, it's chicken. Yeah.
Right? It's chicken. So
go ahead.
Yeah.
Do your thing.
So was that something that came out of an egg, or?
Oh, yes, it did.
It did.
Under the water.
Okay.
Okay, you weren't listening.
Okay, so water chickens. Okay. Right?
Thank you, everyone, for the DMs that you send in. Just know whatever you send to us, they make their way over to Maria, and then Maria brings them to the show. That was wonderful today.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. us.
Here we go. Time for the DM deep dive, part of the show where we go through the DMs and see what questions and or comments you have for us.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right. Jasper's asking, what is something you guys do to hype yourselves up? Does Mocha sit in front of the mirror and yell wrestling quotes? Does Roz just wink? I'd love to know.
Like, hype ourselves up for what? Like, for the show or just, like, anything?
Just, like, anything. Like, you got, like, something that you really got to get hyped up for. Like, you want to feel good, look good.
Yeah.
How are you hyping yourself up?
Just, for me, it's just music. It's just, like up-tempo hip-hop music that I listen to. Every now and then when we're in here before the show starts, and I think I've mentioned this before, but sometimes I will go to YouTube and I will watch the training montage from Creed Part 1.
Right
before Creed is going to fight when he's in Philly and he's training with Rocky, right? I love that training scene so much.
That's the training montage you go to. Yeah, that's your go-to, huh?
I love that first movie. I love the Creed movies. And that, oh man, when he's running through Philly and like the bikers are all behind him and they're cheering him on and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, that gets me so hyped.
Yeah, you like that, huh?
Yeah. But it's mainly just like, it's just music. That's what I use to get hyped up.
I don't know. Like, I don't really hype myself up. Like, I've had times given myself, like, encouragement or reminded myself that this day was not going to kick my ass.
Yeah.
So where you sort of just say that to yourself before going into a situation. But I've been in you know, situations that I've been uncomfortable in where I've, like, said to myself, you know, like, you got this or whatever, right? Uh-huh. Like, you know, or after I finished a thing, I'll just, you know, say to myself, like, yeah, you did it. You know, that kind of stuff.
You like,
I have that inner sort of, you know, encouragement that I've needed to give myself over the years.
Yeah.
And whether it works or not, I don't know, right? Like, my inner voice is very encouraging. Like, I'm rarely critical of myself. Like, when my inner voice talks, it's never like, oh, you idiot, right? Yeah. Like, I don't have that, right?
I feel like your inner voice is a little bit more higher pitched.
You think so?
Yours,
yeah. In what way? My inner voice is just my voice, though.
There it is.
Oh, shut up.
Maria, what's your hype up stuff?
I'll usually put on, like, really hardcore EDM music.
Yeah.
And then, depending on the situation, if I'm, like, walking into an uncomfortable situation, I know something of that nature is going to happen.
Yeah.
I'll think of, like, the worst thing that could happen. And then I'll go, it's not so bad. And then I'll be good.
What's the worst thing?
I don't know. Like, I fall off the...
Oh, like the worst thing in that situation.
Yeah.
not the worst thing ever.
No.
Okay.
I'm just like, in that situation.
All right.
You know, okay. I'm like, whatever, it's not so bad.
Right. Okay. I thought that you were standing there like, you made a bad toast at at a birthday party, and then you're like, oh, at least it wasn't a plane crash.
No. At least a bus didn't drive through the living room. Damn it, Maury.
Usually music, or I'll go, okay, let's do this.
What music?
Like Madonna. Bob Marley.
Madonna hypes you up?
Madonna or Bob Marley, yeah.
Really?
What Madonna song is your hype song?
Like Vogue or something that she, and I pretend like I'm coming out of the stage like her, like coming from below. Matthew and I usually pretend we're performers at home, so I do the same thing to hype me up. Like I use a comb as a microphone and I pretend I'm on stage.
You guys are 13-year-old girls,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, at a slumber party. Okay, what else you got today, Maria?
Jay says, in a women's wrestling match, who would win between Maria and Trish Stratus?
Oh my God,
Maria,
what?
I honestly think you could take her even though she does it full time. Go, Maria. Jay, you have a lot of faith in me, man.
It is WrestleMania week, by the way, and we may see Trish Stratus at Mania in Philly this weekend.
You've met Trish, Maria.
Yes.
Do you look at Trish Stratus and think I could take you? I could take you? Do you look at somebody like that? You don't look at other women to think if you could beat them up or not.
No.
It's a guy thing.
No. Like, girls have thought those things before, depending on the situation.
Yeah, but you don't look at somebody like Trish and
never. Honestly, I look up to her. I think she's an incredible woman.
Yeah.
So even if she slapped me out, I'd be like, okay with it.
What's the worst that could happen?
You know, what's the worst?
Okay, I don't mean that you guys, like, get in a fight in a hallway. Yeah. I mean, like, if this is a sanctioned event.
A match. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, like, if I went flying over the ropes, I'd be okay with it.
But are you capable of flying over the ropes?
I don't know if, listen, I don't know if she'd be able to pick me up.
Yes, okay. Yes. Yeah. Trish is going to beat you, okay, without question.
All right, Maria, we got time for one more DM, please.
What is one thing about yourselves that makes you unique?
I mean, I think everything about all of us makes us unique. Isn't that what it is? Mm-hmm. Or
like my laugh, maybe?
Yeah, I think your laugh is very you.
Yeah, I think. Right? Yeah, I think that's a definer. Definitely. Like, definitely. I think, like, if people are describing what makes you great, I would say that you're a great laugher is right up there. Not necessarily the sound of your laugh or whatever, but the fact that you're a laugher. Like, I love surrounding myself with laughers, right? Like, I just, it's the best, right? People who laugh are the best people. So I would say definitely, yeah, you're 100% with your laugh. Definitely.
What's yours, you think?
I don't know.
There's so many to mention. Okay, how about, think about it. Maria?
I'd say my voice.
Yeah. I would agree with that, too.
Definitely.
Yeah. Demore?
I was going to say voice, but also Matthew would say my useless knowledge. Like, he was impressed yesterday when I told him, you know, the first pizza was Domino's pizza.
What do you mean?
Yeah, Maury is like an encyclopedia for the most random facts.
So, sorry, Domino's
like the first pizza.
Pizza.
I'm like the first stuck, pizza
I'm still
chain.
Stuck, I'm still stuck on the fact you said your voice.
Yeah, definitely not your voice. So, Domino's pizza.
So, Domino's pizza was the first pizza chain in the U.S.
Okay,
the first pizza chain. And the three dots in the Domino's logo represent their first three locations. Which are where? In the U.S.
No, where in the U.S., man?
Oh, that I don't.
He's not going to dig that. He's not writing a book.
Thank you, everyone, for all of your DMs. Please keep them coming in so we can chat more about them. Thank you, Maria.
You've got it.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.